Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapters 24 and 25. In these two chapters, we have David's organization of the priests and the Levites into 24 divisions for service in the temple, and also the organization of the temple musicians into 24 groups for their ministry of music in the house of the Lord. Let's begin by reading chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David, with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for there were officials of the sanctuary, and officials of the house of God from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe, Shemaiah, the son of Nathanael, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and Levites. One father's house was taken for Eleazar and one for Ithamar. And now from verse 7 down through verse 19, we have the naming of the 24 divisions of the priests. And then from verse 20 to the end of the chapter, we have the 24 divisions of the rest of the Levites. Let's read the last verse of the chapter, verse 31. These also, that is the rest of the Levites, cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Let's begin our study of these chapters, 1 Chronicles chapters 24 and 25, with some background notes. We saw in 1 Chronicles chapter 23 that as part of David's preparations for the building of the temple by Solomon, David took a census of the Levites in order to see how many priests and Levites were available for temple service. This census was taken of the men of the Levites 30 years of age and older, and the count was 38,000 Levites, as we read in verse 3 of chapter 23. Let's look at that verse once again. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 3. But then we read in verse 24 of chapter 23 that David lowered the age requirement for Levites on duty from 30 years and older to 20 years of age and older, so that more Levites would be available for service. Now here in chapter 24, we have David's further organization of the priests and Levites into 24 divisions to serve at the temple in rotation. This means that each division would serve essentially for 2 weeks of the year. Now we know that this arrangement of 24 divisions of priests and Levites continued on throughout Israel's history as a kingdom, and was reinstated when the Jewish people came back from their 70-year captivity in Babylon. Remember what we read of John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, was a priest, and he was in the division of Abijah, that we read of here in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 10, the 8th division of Abijah. Remember, all priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. Priests were descendants of Aaron, the brother of Moses. We see in verse 1 here in 1 Chronicles chapter 24 that Aaron had 4 sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu were removed because they offered strange fire before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Because of the removal of Nadab and Abihu, the other two sons of Aaron, Eleazar and Ithamar, served as priests. At the time of David, Zadok the priest was in the line of Eleazar, and Ahimelech the priest was in the line of Ithamar. We see here in verse 4 of 1 Chronicles chapter 24 that of the 24 divisions of priests, 16 divisions were in the line of Eleazar, and 8 divisions were in the line of Ithamar. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points. Doctrinal point number 1, organization of the ministry of priests and Levites is important. Organization of the ministry of priests and Levites is important. We see from this chapter that this new arrangement of the priests and Levites into 24 divisions was not only highly organized, but it was very important as well. We see in verse 6 that not only were all the details recorded, but it was done before the king and the leaders of the nation. We see that the dividing up of the priests and the Levites into 24 divisions was by households and families, and then the particular group of Levites that went with the particular division of priests and what time of the year they would serve was chosen by lot. Verses 5 and 31. All of these priests and Levites would have come from the 24,000 men that we read about in verse 4 of chapter 23. Remember, there were 38,000 Levites numbered in the census, and 24,000 of these were to oversee the work of the house of the Lord. So the 24 divisions of priests and Levites would have come from these 24,000 men, as well as the additional men that were available from 30 years of age to 20 years of age. By the way, don't get the idea that these priests and Levites only worked 2 weeks out of the year. They were on duty at the temple in Jerusalem 2 weeks of the year. But for the rest of the year, they were busy back in the Levitical cities where they lived. They were the official interpreters of Scripture, and therefore the lawyers in the theocracy of Israel. These 24,000 Levites certainly would have formed a solid scriptural and legal foundation for the other 6,000 Levites that were specifically designated as the officers and judges for the land in chapter 23, verse 4. Let's read that verse one more time. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 4. Now, the overall lesson from this chapter for us as Christians is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 40. There we are told that in reference to the church, let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Disorganization is not godly, and disorder does not please God. As the priests and the Levites were organized for their worship and service to the Lord, so we should do things decently and orderly when it comes to our worship and service to the Lord. Having some structure to our worship and service does not necessarily limit the work and movement of the Holy Spirit. Organization of the ministry of priests and Levites is important. Doctrinal point number 2, organization of the ministry of music is important. Organization of the ministry of music is important. Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was, and now from verse 2 through verse 5, we have a listing of the descendants of the three major groups of Levites involved in the ministry of music for temple worship. The sons of Asaph in verse 2, the sons of Jeduthun, also known as Ethan, in verse 3, and the sons of Heman in verses 4 and 5. Now, we read about the appointments of Asaph, Ethan, and Heman back in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Now, verse 6 of 1 Chronicles chapter 25. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. And now from verse 9 to the end of the chapter, we have the record of how the 288 skilled singers were divided by lot into 24 divisions of 12 singers each. Remember back in chapter 23 and verse 5, we read that of the 38,000 Levites, 4,000 were designated for the ministry of music. So the 24 divisions of singers would be supported by a number of Levites who played musical instruments, as we see in verse 1 and verse 6 of chapter 25. Now, the fact that the commanders of the army were involved in the selection of the musical talent, as we see in verse 1 of chapter 25, may be an indication that Israel used music when they went into battle under the kings. The main point here, of course, in reference to doctrine or teaching for us today, is that not only is praising the Lord with music important, but it is also important that the ministry of music be organized. Notice that the 288 singers who were selected were trained and skillful. Verse 7 of chapter 25. Everyone may and should sing praises to the Lord, but not everyone is called to a ministry of music. In fact, I'm sure you could give me some examples of folks you know who are not called to a ministry of music, even though they think that they are. And more we could say. Psalm 100 and verse 1 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." But Psalm 33 and verse 3 qualifies the loud noise by saying, "Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy." Organization of the ministry of music is important. Now, what about practical application from these chapters? Put content high on your priority list for Christian music. Put content high on your priority list for Christian music. There is a lot of Christian music on the market these days, as you know. Now, how do you decide what Christian music you like? Is it the singer? Is it the style, traditional or contemporary? Or is it the content? Notice in both verse 1 and verse 3 here in 1 Chronicles chapter 25 that the singing, backed up by the musical instruments, was considered prophecy. That is, singing the word of the Lord. Now that says a lot about the content of songs and hymns in the house of the Lord in David's day. And we know from the book of Psalms that Asaph, Ethan, and Heman have their names in the titles of several psalms. This also is an indication that their music had content. Now, what about today? A lot of Christian music today does not have much theological content. You may have your favorite Christian singer and style, but put content high on your priority list for Christian music.